Right, welcome to exercise part of the first and second conditional. As always, before you listen to this, open the PDF that is inserted along these two, no, there's three, because this is the third, three audio files for this class, and do the exercises with me. All right, 38.1. What do you say in these situations? Number one, of course you don't expect to win the lottery. Which do you say? A, if I win the lottery, I'll buy a big house. Or B, if I win the lottery, I'd buy a big house. Of course you say I would buy, because we know the second conditional is the one that is imaginary, or something you don't expect to actually happen. All right, number two. You're not going to sell your car because it's old and not worth much. Which do you say? A. If I sell my car, I won't get much money for it. Or B. If I sold my car, I wouldn't get much money for it. All right, I'm going to give you a minute and then I'm going to check. Okay, now remember, your answer is already in the first sentence of the exercise, right? So you're not going to sell your car. It's old and not worth much, which you say. So you know, knowing that you're not going to sell it, you are going to use hypothetical situation, right? So it's gonna, the answer is B. If I sold my car, I wouldn't get much money for it because it's hypothetical. I'm not going to sell my car, right? But if you are planning to sell your car, if you put it up on Subito, you're going to say, if I sell my car, I won't get much money for it, because you are planning on selling it. Do you understand the difference? Okay, let's move on to number three. You often see Sarah. A friend of yours wants to contact her. Which do you say? If I see Sarah, I'll tell her to call you. Or B, if I saw Sarah, I'd tell her to call you. Take a minute to decide. Okay, as always, the answer is in the first sentence of the question, as it would always be in a test or an exam. So always read the exercise twice and then read it again. You often see Sarah, you often see her, right? A friend of yours wants to contact her. Which do you say? The answer is A. If I see Sarah, I'll tell her to call you, because you know you will see Sarah. This is the meaning of the first conditional. The meaning of the first conditional is a logical continuation of, so if the first part happens, the second will definitely happen. All right, this is why we answer A. Okay, number four, you don't expect that there will be a fire in the building. You don't expect, right? So which do you say? A, what will you do if there's a fire in the building? Or B, What would you do if there was a fire in the building? Take a minute to decide. All right. You don't expect there will be a fire in the building, so you don't expect it, right? Which do you say? Do you use the first conditional or the second conditional if you don't expect something to happen? Use the second. So the answer is B. What would you do if there was a fire in the building? It's hypothetical. It's an imaginary situation. Therefore, you're going to use conditional, right? You don't expect it. If they said you expect it, then you would use the first conditional. But generally speaking, nobody expects it. All right, number five. You've never lost your passport. Thank God. You can only imagine it. A. I don't know what I'll do if I lose my passport. Or B. I don't know what I'd do if I lost my passport. A minute to decide. Okay. You've never lost your passport. You can only imagine it. And I think this, you can only imagine it, already gives it away, right? Because up till now, I was saying that if it's an imaginary situation, we use second conditional. Great job. So the answer would be letter B. I don't know what I'd do or what I would do if I lost my passport. Or if I lost my passport, I don't know what I'd do. Remember, the inversion is always possible. Inversion means you can always put conditional first and past simple second, or you can always put past simple and then conditional. All right, I think you guys are doing great. I imagine you got everything correct, and let's move on. Number six. Somebody stops you and asks the way to the bank. Which do you say? A. If you go right at the end of the street, you'll see a bank on your left. Or B. If you went right at the end of the street, you'd see a bank on your left. Take a minute to decide. Okay, somebody stops you and asks the way to a bank. Which do you say? So, is it a hypothetical situation or is it a real life situation? That's right, it's a real life situation. It's not something you're imagining. So, what's the answer? Is it A, first conditional, or B, second conditional? The answer is A, first conditional. If you go right at the end of the street, you'll see a bank on your left, right? Because it's a logical continuation. If the first thing happens, if you go, you will definitely see a bank because the bank is there, right? It's not a hypothetical situation where we would use second conditional. Okay, I think that the last sentence would be the easiest one for you because, well, up till now, you guys have been great. I imagine you did everything correctly. And so, number seven, you're in a lift, which is a British way of saying elevator. There's an emergency button. Nobody's going to press it. Which do you say? A. What will happen if somebody presses that button? Or B, what would happen if somebody pressed that button? Okay, a minute to decide. All right, you're in a lift. There's an emergency button. Nobody's going to press it. Which do you say? What sentence gives away the answer to this possible solution? Nobody's going to press it. This is the giveaway. Therefore, whatever comes next is imaginary. And what is imaginary? It's second conditional. Great job. So the answer is B. What would happen if somebody pressed that button? All right. I hope that was pretty clear. And let's move on to 38.2. Put the verb into correct form. Don't you just love that when they ask you to check your verbs? By now, you have probably already memorized all of them. Remember, if you haven't studied the verbs, pause and go study those verbs. I don't get tired of saying this. All right, number one. I'd be very scared if somebody pointed a gun at me. I'd be very scared is a hypothetical situation, right? I'd be very amused if you told me a joke. I'd be very tired if I worked for 10 hours straight. So I would be is definitely hypothetical situation, therefore it's second conditional. Okay, which means I'm going to use past simple, or in this case, a regular verb for pointed. Number two, I can't afford to buy a car. If I blank buy a car, I'd have to borrow the money. Take a minute to decide. All right. I can't afford to buy a car is always the giveaway. If you can't afford, that means the second sentence, the following sentence, is probably going to be imaginary, right? Because you're negating something. This is a good clue for you to look for when you're doing an exam. An exam, you always have to think, is it a real or an imaginary situation? If it's an imaginary situation, as it is going to be here, then you're definitely going to be using second conditional. If it's a real situation, you're going to be using a first conditional. And then once you decide that, you have to remember, how do I form second conditional incidentally? Well, it's with past simple and conditional. So would, could, might, may. All right, I can't afford to buy a car. If I bought a car, I'd have to borrow the money. So second conditional imaginary situation. Here is where it's absolutely necessary for you to know all the verbs that we have studied so far. So there's a big list and one of your Moodle exercises. Please go back to that list. Please read, 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 because you will not be able to do conditional exercise if you don't know the verbs. So three forms of the verb to buy is buy, bought, bought. All right, beautiful. Number three, don't lend Emmy your car. If she blank asked me, I wouldn't let her mine. A minute to decide. All right, don't lend Amy your car is an advice from a person who would never lend their car to Amy, okay? So, and I think this type of exercise is also easy because you don't really need to think, although you do need to think as a part of the exercise. But in this case, if you go to I wouldn't lend her mine, wouldn't lend her is already second conditional, right? So all you need to do is you have to put the verb in the correct form. And if it's a second conditional, then you will need to put it in past simple. That's correct. Is ask a regular or irregular verb? Ask is a regular verb. Therefore, it's very easy. You just need to add ed. So if she asked me, I wouldn't lend her mine. All right. Number four. If the computer factory closed down, many people blank lose their jobs. A minute to decide. Okay, if the computer factory closed down is past simple, then with four we know it's second conditional. So really, as long as you understood and maybe by now even memorized the formation of conditionals, there's not going to be a big problem with this. All right, so if the computer factory closed down, many people would lose their jobs, right? So past simple plus conditional is would, could, might, may, plus the first form of the verb. Incidentally, lose is irregular verb, therefore it means lose, lost, lost. Good. So the answer is, if the computer factory closed down, many people would lose their jobs. Lose is spelled L-O-S-E. And L-O-O-S-E is loose. Remember, it's a common mistake. Okay, number 5. I don't think Gary and Emma will get married. I blank be amazed if they did. A minute to decide. Okay. I don't think Gary and Emma will get married is an opinion. And again, it's a hypothetical condition, right? Because we don't know and she doesn't know. Therefore, and also we look at the last part of the sentence, if they did. And remember, we can do the inversion the way we did at the beginning of this lesson. We started with past simple and then conditional. So if they did or if they got married, I, conditional, would be amazed. So I would be amazed if they did. It's a second conditional. We use second conditional because it's a hypothetical situation, right? We don't know for sure. She doesn't know for sure in this case, at least. And then we don't know for sure as well. Okay, number 6. What would you do if you blank be in a lift and it blank stop between floors? Horrible situation. Okay, a minute to decide. Okay, what would you do is something that gives away the continuation of the sentence, right? What would you do is a hypothetical situation. So really, it's a no-brainer, we say.